some football, baby.
It's a Football Friday with the boss.
I call shots like a boss.
In the boss.
My lip gloss, I only rock clear.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network. And I believe we're going to be joined by Suzanne Hobbs, the Director of Communications at Boomer Naturals. Suzanne, are you on the air with David and Carla? That's going to be next segment. Great. Well, we will look forward to hearing from Suzanne next segment. But I do want to unpack just a little bit of what Lindsey Jones and The Athletic were telling us about all things NFL. She really had some great insights. I will say the probably the most fascinating thing to me in the NFL is the separation of Belichick and Brady. Mm-hmm. For years, we pondered the question, who really deserves more credit for the Patriots' success? Is it the quarterback or the coach? And now I guess we're going to get a chance to learn a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess. They're both in such different situations. What I really loved is how Lindsey Jones from The Athletic referred to it as a divorce.
Yeah.
And I agree, and I feel like Belichick is a genius, a coaching genius, and a lot of coaching is mental. Tom Brady did not need to be stroked. Tom Brady got strokes from everything.
Everybody.
From his accolades, from his wife, from his teammates, from the fan base. Cam Newton has the type, it seems like the type of person that needs to be stroked. That's how he is motivated, by positive talk. So Belichick is out there saying, look at my shiny new girlfriend. I got divorced, but look at my shiny new girlfriend. Isn't he awesome? He's giving Cam his what Cam needs to hear to succeed, I believe. I mean, this
Well, it's so fascinating because Jimmy Johnson, who, of course, was a great psychologist coach as well, he was once criticized. The criticism was, well, you don't treat all your players the same. And he said, you're darn right I don't. There are some guys who need to be kicked in the butt, and there are some guys who need to be stroked. And in this case, it seems he's got two different types of quarterbacks with Brady and Newton, and he's certainly treating them differently.
And Lindsey confirmed, you know, he's got a purpose with every single thing he does. Belichick, how he addresses the media, how he treats one quarterback, how he treats the other. So I don't doubt Bill Belichick.
Well, when we come back, we're going to get a chance to visit with Suzanne Hobbs of BoomerNaturals.com.
And
we're
going to. My favorite mask.
I want to ask her about Andy Reid's mask. That'll be next up on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network, broadcasting safely with our mask from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsMapRadio for 20% off.
The Football Friday with the boss.
And the gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. You've got David and Carla. And joining us now on the Sports Map Radio Network is Suzanne Hobbs of Boomer Naturals. She's the Director of Communications there. Suzanne, welcome to the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, it's awesome to be with you, too.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, I need to give you a little context. I'm the boss. My co-host, she's the gloss. And she's called the gloss because she always just looks perfect. I mean, gloss and
I'm recording this.
Outfits.
I just want you to know.
And notably, when she wears a mask out, she wants to look good. And so she only wears Boomer Natural masks. Can you explain this, Carla?
Suzanne, this is the truth. And even more background. So my husband, who's 58 years young, had a heart transplant 2 years ago. We have been a mask family for 2 years, and I cannot stand wearing masks until I discovered Boomer Naturals. And I have to tell you, they are amazing. I mean, I've been on a flight recently. I had to have it on for 7 hours straight. No irritation behind my ears. It never – at one point – I've tried to put something in my mouth because I forgot I had on a mask. This has never happened to me in 2 years. So I absolutely love your product. I have the camo. I have kind of the blue wave. I've got a couple situations going on to change with my outfits. I love it.
That's great. You know, and we've actually heard that from people, too, is that they forget that they've got them on. So I love hearing your story as well, you know, because these are just so comfortable and breathable. And, yeah, the ear adjustable ear loops and the nose bridge. So we really feel like we do have America's best face mask. So I'm happy to hear that.
We need to send one to Andy Reid after last night's game. You know, he had that glass thing. It was all fogging up on him. He needs a Boomer Naturals mask.
Everybody does, right? Yeah, no fogging when you use the ones that have our – it's kind of like an internal little piece of metal, like aluminum, that can fold around your ear. So if you have glasses, you need to have the Boomer Naturals mask. And one really great thing is that these are available right now. You can go today to any CVS pharmacy and pick up the Boomer masks.
I know. I love that. I've sent a couple people because I've gotten stopped. Like, where'd you get that mask? I'm like, oh, it's not only Foxy. This thing is comfy. So now I can send them to CVS and I'm going to do it. I really do love it. And that nanotechnology, because some people are like, you know what? That T-shirt material doesn't do it. I'm like, no, no, no. This is three layers. I've got you.
Suzanne,
safe.
What is nanosilver technology?
Yeah, great question. I love talking about nanosilver because it's really a big part of what makes our masks stand out from all the others that you could potentially get. And nanosilver is when it is tightly woven into all of the fabric, and it's a cotton polyester blend. Nanosilver is meant to help kill and block those tiny drops and particles from getting into your nose and mouth. And we believe that masks, and many studies show, it really protects the wearer also from other people, but it also protects other people from you. So we believe it works both ways.
So Carla is a rabid Raiders fan. You're in Las Vegas. She wants to know about the buzz up there. Is everyone wearing a mask to the game? Are they going to be open? Are they going to have people in the stands in Las Vegas?
You know, I don't know if that's even going to happen. I think that we're all going to be watching it on TV.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do hope that eventually we can have people in the stands. But, oh, Vegas loves the Raiders, and we're so excited that they're in our town now. And, you know, we're becoming a big sports town, not just a betting and gambling town. So that's really what's fun is, you know, we've got the Vegas Golden Knights with hockey, and then and now the Raiders. And so it's, even though it's kind of a weird time, you know, we're still all excited about our teams.
It's a weird time, but wow, what a perfect fit to have the Princes of Darkness in the Oakland Raiders in Sin City. I just love it. And that Allegiant Stadium is beautiful. The Death Star looks just perfect along the strip.
Oh,
wow.
It is. It's very intimidating. It really
it
and
is.
It's a nice addition to the skyline of Vegas. But yeah, it'll be neat to go inside and look at it personally someday.
Now, when people buy a Boomer Naturals mask, and they can get them at BoomerNaturals.com or at CVS, you guys are giving something back. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. For every online order that is placed, we donate one mask for that order. And it's just a big part of who we are at Boomer Naturals is we believe in giving back. And we've had for, you know, since the pandemic started, there was quite a shortage for consumer masks. And so when people started hearing about us, they reached out and said, hey, you know, my homeless shelter or my veterans organization, you know, or the Boys and Girls Club, there are organizations that said we need masks. And so we were happy to give back. So we appreciate your listeners when they do go online to BoomerNaturals.com and place an order. It helps us donate. So we've donated tens of thousands of masks in the last few months, and we'll continue to do so as long as we need to.
Now, you've got lots of different sizes for people of all ages?
Oh, we have six different sizes because everybody's face is different. So we've expanded our line a few months ago. You know, we've just kind of evolved and made the mask based on the feedback with those adjustable ear loops and the nose bridge and, you know, all different, whatever we've got to do, and many different patterns and styles. So if you go to a CVS or even online, you're going to see that we have six different sizes. And get one that fits your face. We also have measurements online or on the packaging, so you can kind of get an idea of, but, you know, we have enough sizes that'll fit everybody, and that's what's really great.
And you've got masks, you've got gaiters. Are gaiters selling well? What's the most popular choice these days?
Yeah. Our net gaiters, you know, and a lot of people have said, are those valuable and worthwhile to wear. Ours are the two-layer with that nano silver enhanced cloth, so that we believe they're very protective. But then, yeah, the neck gaiters are big sellers. People are really, they like that. It's just different from a mask. And, you know, a lot of men like the neck gaiters. We have them in sizes for kids as well. So that's a good option for people. So, you know, nobody loves wearing a mask or a neck gaiter, but if you're going to wear one, don't you want one that's just going to give you the best protection possible? And that's what we all want right now.
Yeah, we've got a show host who likes covering up his neck. He says he's got a little bit of stuff he wants to hide underneath that. So he goes with the gaiter, and he breathes very well in it. We've actually got show hosts. Of course, Boomer Naturals, the official mask of the Sports Map Radio Network. We've got show hosts who wear them all day long, when they're on the air, when they're off the air. They've really been great. Suzanne Hobbs, thank you so much for joining us. And let's be sure everyone goes to BoomerNaturals.com and gets a mask that will take care of them.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for having me on. You too. Stay safe.
Great to have you.
You too. Thanks, Suzanne.
So you can go to BoomerNaturals.com, order your mask, and enter promo code SPORTSMAP to get 20% off, or you can get your mask at CVS.
Run, don't walk. They're amazing.
All right. You've heard it from the gloss, and she always looks good in a mask. Ron Culver, behind the glass over there, our producer, you've heard about him, though. Most of the time when he goes home, Ron wears nothing but a mask. It's a strange
it
visual.
It is early for this, man.
Well, it's just a way to spice up, you know, the life.
Is that how it is?
Yeah, I do it for the neighbors.
For the neighbors. Lovely.
I mean, the visual right now is really good.
That's a little too early for that, Carla.
When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the best matchups of this week's
reset.
NFL.
Reset.
Yes, there's a big reset coming. We're going to move on from Ron with just a mask to, well, what's the best games? This weekend, I am really looking forward to that Bucs-Saints game, the Cowboys-Rams games. We'll break down the best games of this coming week. That'll be up next here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Don't let a bad battery leave you stranded. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can get your battery tested for free. If it needs to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery for your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Keep your vehicle on the road by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. This is Football Friday. The NFL Sunday is
week one.
Is finally here. We got through Thursday night's debacle for the Texans and the crowning of the Chiefs last night. But looking ahead to Sunday, there are some really great matchups. I'm excited about this new look Buccaneers versus Drew Brees' Saints. That's a heck of a matchup.
TB and TB.
And an important division matchup right out of the chute. You've got two aging but venerable quarterbacks, two future Hall of Famers.
And two outstanding coaches.
Oh, outstanding coaches.
And Peyton and Arians, yeah.
I guess so, yes. When I look at that matchup, the mystery to me really is the Buccaneers, because we've seen other teams try to assemble dream teams, try to put a whole bunch of great players together in short order, and it didn't always work in regular years when there were full training camps. This year, you've got guys like Brady and Gronk, who of course know each other, Leonard Fournette joining forces. All these guys coming together on the Buccaneers.
Well, the receiving core is outstanding with Mike Evans, Goodwin, O.J. Howard. I mean, they are not lacking. And that's not even counting Gronkowski, who you've just already mentioned.
Yeah, the weapons are there for the Buccaneers. It's sort of a question, will it be able to come together and come together for a week one matchup against the Saints?
Do you see any repeat of Montana to the Chiefs in Brady to the Bucs?
Yeah, the parallels are fun.
Yeah,
and of course, Joe Montana's been interviewed about what it looks like for Tom Brady to make that change after so many great years with another franchise. I think the parallels are fair. The interesting thing about Montana's move to the Chiefs was it was generally successful. I mean, he took the Chiefs to the playoffs, and they got deep into the playoffs.
Every year that he started for
them. It was a good run. It wasn't the run that everybody dreamed about. And with Montana, going to the Chiefs, the expectation was, oh, it must be a Super Bowl. So when we look at the Buccaneers and Brady, I think there's also that view that anything short of a Super Bowl will be a disappointment. And that's a hard, hard hurdle for a team that's going to come together very, very quickly, even though they've got lots of great pieces. And I want to say, I thought one of the best things they did was drafting that left tackle, Tristan Wirfs, in the first round to give that left tackle protection to Tom Brady. Because we all know if Brady has time, he can pick anybody apart.
And he's not moving in the pocket. Not very well. So, or
no, he's
of the pocket,
never
so
been
he needs that.
Never been that mobile. No. What he's always been good at is shuffling around in the pocket, buying himself some time,
and a quick release when he needs to.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
amazing.
No, of course, his mode has always been, or at least what was with the Patriots the last few years, to get the ball out of his hands quickly. It was really a credit to him how quickly he could diagnose the defense, know where to go, and put the ball in just the right place. And that was his calling card with the Patriots, of course. In Bruce Arians' offense, there's a bias to go deep,
sure,
to hold on to the ball just a little bit longer and to air it out. And with Evans and Godwin, those guys are guys that you'll want to throw deep to and stretch the field. And then maybe when the field is stretched, you hand it off to Fournette and he can burst through the line.
Right, and O.J. Howard as well. He can also handle that. You know, it's interesting when you're looking at Joe Montana and his run with the 49ers before he went to the Chiefs, Tom Brady's run with the Patriots before he goes to Tampa Bay. When you're at the top, there is really only one way to go. That's it. So there's almost an unrealistic expectation for these, you know, dynasty type quarterbacks that it's tough. But I'm not worried about Tom Brady for one bit. And he's got great weapons around him in Tampa Bay. And Bruce Arians is like giddy over this whole situation. It's great.
Well, the Saints may be the most complete team in the NFL. They are well stocked nearly every position and exceptionally coached by Sean Payton. And maybe, really, when you look at the last...
they have trouble in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and they've had some bad luck.
The past 2 years have been
look,
awful.
But the last 2 to 3 seasons, they may have been the best overall team consistently from beginning to end, with the notable hiccups and issues in the playoffs aside. That team has been exceptional, and I expect nothing but excellence again. This is probably Drew Brees' last year.
That's what I was just going to say. I think this is it for him. This is it for him.
So the other matchup I'm wildly excited about is Sunday Night Football. It will be the Rams and the Cowboys, two teams both with big aspirations. Of course, the Rams are only 1 year away from their Super Bowl defeat against the Patriots, and they've still got a lot of those names on there. I mean, defensively, to have Aaron Donald up front and Jalen Ramsey in the back.
Who just signed a big fatty.
The rich Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, 5 years, $105 million, with $71 million guaranteed. He got paid, which he wasn't going to get in Jacksonville. Great move for him.
Well, clearly the Rams wanted that guy. I mean, they gave up a lot of draft capital and now financial capital to get him. The Rams are a hard one to figure out because, of course, it wasn't that long ago Sean McVay was a genius. Jared Goff was the next great young quarterback.
And they paid him as such and tied up a bunch of money in him.
And the vision was that the Rams were young and poised to be the next Patriots, right? Have another
the
great
next
run.
Dynasty, sure.
And surely it fell apart last year. I really think they'll bounce back this year. I don't think they're going to win their division. I think they'll be in the hunt. I think they're probably a 9-7, if things break right, a 10-6 team. In a very tough division. But
they are in a tough division.
I always felt like they were a little overhyped when they were making their run to the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm a Pac-12 girl, watched Jared Goff in college, thought he was good, not great, was totally shocked at where he went on draft day. You know, obviously when Jeff Fisher was let go in the Rams and they brought in Sean McVay, total difference in Jared Goff, but still to me, a game manager. And I just think if you're going to be a dynastic franchise, you've got to have more than a game manager. Mm. You just do. And they do have the other pieces around him, but they have so much money tied up in him, it's going to be hard to keep adding those pieces. I don't know. I think I don't have a lot of faith in him. I hope he proves me wrong. He's a young guy. He's got a lot of upside. But all I've seen is regression since that Super Bowl. When Belichick figured out, make noise, because if McVay is not talking into his ear for every single play, he doesn't know what to do. And he was right.
Yeah, he was sort of unmasked that day.
He was. He really was.
Now, the other side of the field will be the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's talk about your boys.
And the word coming out of camp, it's been a very good camp for them. There's a lot of optimism in Dallas. I mean,
they love CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, the one setback was Gerald McCoy's injury. Yep. He was poised to be the starting defensive tackle, and he is done for the year. But the Cowboys are raving about the addition of CeeDee Lamb. Frankly, as a Cowboys fan on draft night, I thought that was a luxury, not a need. But CeeDee Lamb was such a talent, they didn't feel they could pass him up. They took him at number 17 overall.
Well, they lost Randall Cobb. They lost Jason Witten. I mean, they're not the same as CeeDee Lamb. So they're getting speed and youth and wow.
Yeah, well, Michael Gallup, Amari Cooper, and CeeDee Lamb are an electric group. Blake Jarwin fills in for Jason Witten. And Jarwin's a more athletic tight end than Witten was, certainly in the last couple of years. Jarwin's the kind of tight end who can stretch the field. He's really a very good receiver. The question will be how well he can block. Can he stay in on the run plays and be that blocking guy so he's on the field the whole time? They'll run a package that has three wide receivers, Blake Jarwin at tight end, and Elliott in the backfield behind Prescott most of the time. And when that lineup is out there, it will be hard for defenses to know whether to guard against the pass or to guard against the run. That's a very dynamic offense with lots of options.
And lots of expectations for the Cowboys yet again. They start every season as the favorite. Now, you know, we've got new coach Mike McCarthy as well, which I can't wait to see what's going to happen with that, which will be great. Tell me your opinion, Mr. Cowboy. Jerry Jones, is he thinking now watching Mahomes at $45 million a year contract, Deshaun Watson at $39 million a year, Russell Wilson was getting $35 million and was the highest paid until these two young guns came up, Aaron Rodgers, $33 million, Dak's getting $31.5 million on the franchise tag this year. Should Jerry have paid him when he played for his contract last year?
Yeah, I think that
he just got more expensive.
The Cowboys regret that they weren't able to tie him up this offseason and had to go with the franchise tag. Of course, whether that ends up costing them a lot of money or just a little bit of money will depend greatly on this season. Dak does have all the weapons around him. I think he's going to have a very good year. And with that, yeah, he'll be looking at a contract that looks more like Deshaun Watson's than the reported numbers that were being discussed this offseason. So, yeah, it could be a costly decision. I would be surprised if it goes to a Kirk Cousins situation where they're back-to-back franchise years. I think this 1 year got away from them. They didn't get the deal done. It's a franchise tag deal. But assuming things fall into place and Prescott has a good year, I think the Cowboys lock him up in a long-term deal this next offseason. I mean, the other side of that is if he doesn't play well with all those pieces, there will be something wrong. There'll be something to look in the mirror. That will be a question that will raise questions about Prescott. It may raise questions about Kellen Moore or Mike McCarthy.
I was just going to say Kellen Moore's got to take some responsibility in that as well. Because what I definitely see with a little bit of a similarity between Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott, well, Patrick Mahomes for sure too. With the Chiefs and the Texans, they trust Mahomes and Watson. They trust them as their signal caller, the highest paid, numbers one and two highest paid players in the NFL. These teams are saying, I trust you. I trust you with the ball in your hands. I trust you outside the lines. I trust you in the locker room. I trust you to be coachable. Dallas is not giving that message to Dak. Because you look at the mess with Ezekiel Elliott last year, his little hissy fit standoff where he went to Cabo doing his business, doesn't show up at camp and gets a big fat contract. That is a weird message to send. Whereas Dak, this year, there's no contract, you know, extension. There's no talks that are close to being done. He shows up at camp. He doesn't talk about it. He leads like a leader. What gives?
The intangibles on Dak Prescott are A+. I don't think there's any mystery about his leadership, his voice in the locker room, the example he set to be the face of the Dallas Cowboys franchise. All that's positive. on the field, he has not played at Deshaun Watson's level. And so,
but his numbers were outstanding last year, like over a 70% completion percentage.
There are people who will make big arguments for him, but I've seen him miss some throws that I just don't think he should miss. And I think he's not in Deshaun Watson's category yet. I truly hope, as a Cowboys fan, he gets there. You know, when we come back, I'd love to visit with you about whether the Skip Bayless-Dak Prescott fight that's out there could be a distraction for Dak coming into week one. We'll get on that when we return here on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Today, the Sports Map Radio Network and Gao Media honor and remember the lives lost on this day 19 years ago.
This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. None of us will ever forget this day. Yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
We will never forget. It's a Football Friday with the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gao.
And Carla Dawson.
All right, as we return, I see you rubbing some ointment all over your body. Were you doing hip-hop last night?
Hey, you do not have to reveal.
Well,
yes, I did an hour and a half hip-hop class, and if it was not for Blue Emu, I would not be here.
Blue Emu, so that's what it... But no, I noticed
secret.
It's all that ointment you're rubbing all over, it's not... It doesn't stink. I don't smell it at all.
Do you see this bright blue color?
Yeah.
It is not showing up on my white leather jacket, is it?
No.
It's magic. And it does not stink. You don't even know I'm doing it. So don't be telling the listeners.
Okay, so Blue Emu, it's the magic formula. If you have sore muscles, if you got achy joints, what do you do, Carla? You rub it all over your body.
No. Now just calm down with that.
Okay.
No, I just got some sore triceps, so I just put some on the back there, and I'm feeling like a million bucks. Look at me, stretching out.
Amazing.
Ooh, look at that. Thank you, Blue Emu. I feel like new, and I'm ready for hip-hop again.
All right, there's no chill, there's no burn, there's no odor. Blue Emu does not stink. It's made in America, just like Carla Dawson. It will soothe whatever ails you. Blue Emu, we highly recommend it. It has been something that we've always benefited from on this show.
We love it. And other brands, you can smell someone coming in the room with it and go, old. This way I can hide my age, feeling young, I can lie, I'm feeling peppy. It's all good. Thank you, Blue Emu.
She's got a bounce in her step, thanks to Blue Emu. Okay, let's go to Dak Prescott and Skip Bayless. For those who have not heard the story, Dak Prescott admitted that when he lost his brother in the offseason and with the overhang of COVID, he went through a little bit of anxiety and then felt feelings of depression, feelings that he had never experienced previously. Very, very difficult experience to go through.
And he lost his brother who took his own life. It wasn't just losing a brother, which is tough enough.
Yep.
It was a tragic end.
Tragic end. And so in a very transparent way, he expressed the challenges of depression and the feelings that he had. Then Skip Bayless of Fox Sports really came after Dak Prescott.
On the Undisputed yesterday. Jeez.
Saying that the leader of a team, the CEO of a team, the franchise face – cannot show such weakness, must stand strong. And in fact, he called into question whether Dak Prescott was tough.
He said, I don't have sympathy with him going public. Look, he's the quarterback of America's team. Skip Bayless, look at America. Do you know how many people are suffering from anxiety, depression, because of COVID, first and foremost, but all over the place? And do you know what courage is and strength is? It's being vulnerable, and it's admitting what's going on, because he is the CEO. Dak Prescott is the CEO of America's team. He's who people look up to. And when people can see that this guy is leading a team, unflappable in the locker room, unflappable between the numbers, he has lost both parents. He's lost his brother. He's also in the pandemic with the rest of the world and can handle himself like that. What an encouragement. To know that this guy didn't grow up with the silver platter and everything's just sunshine and roses and unicorns, whatever. Skip Bayless should be chastised for that, and I credit Fox Sports for doing so.
It is interesting, though. Some people are getting fired for things that I might even consider lesser offenses.
Agreed. need.
And this is a guy, I mean, mental health, probably one of the most important developments in mental health of the last 10 to 15 years is the push to get people to be open and transparent and forthcoming so they don't suffer in silence That's and right. ultimately go down a downward spiral that leads to a worse outcome. And Bayless did the very thing that has really put people back and put people in a bad spot. So I think it's going to be questionable whether Skip, this is the undoing of Skip Bayless.
And really, I agree with you completely. There have been a lot of people let go for all kinds of things in the media, and deservedly so. I think this trumps it all. I really do. I love Dak Prescott's comments, though. He said, you know, being a leader, it's about being genuine. It's about being real. And it's important to be vulnerable. It goes a long way when you're a leader and your voice is being heard by so many and you can inspire. That's exactly what he's doing. So Skip Bayless, take that back, buddy. I hope you issue an apology.
All right, let's shift gears. I want to talk to you about that amazing 2018 draft of quarterbacks. You may recall there were five quarterbacks drafted there. Mayfield went number one. Darnold went number three. Josh Allen, number seven. Rosen, number 10. And Lamar Jackson, number 32. And what's so interesting to me is you look at those five quarterbacks.
They're just about flipped.
It is almost a flip. And there's such a big spectrum of outcomes, right? Jackson, the reigning MVP in the NFL, at one end of the spectrum. And then at the other end of the spectrum, Rosen, who's now been cut by two teams, and two teams that generally needed quarterback play. That's a really strange outcome. And it just shows how hard it is. What we think when we're getting into the draft that we know with precision which quarterback to pick, but Rosen at one end, Jackson at the other. How can we explain that?
You know, it's so crazy because not only was Rosen – what pick was he in the 18 draft?
So he ended up going number 10.
10. Well, he and Darnold, if you remember, it was all the conversation of they're going to go 1-2, 1-2, yep. The UCLA, USC quarterbacks 1-2. And then just days before the draft – Baker Mayfield sneaks up, you know, now that conversation happens. I mean, can you imagine Rosen as a number one or a number two? I'll tell you, again, as someone who follows the Pac-12.
Yes, his name is Mitch Trubisky.
Yes.
That's another matter.
Oh, that's a whole other matter. Yeah, no, it's so true. Yeah, that's – but he goes by Mitchell, just
okay.
to be clear.
I understand.
Yeah, it's his football name. So, but, you know, as someone who follows the Pac-12 very closely – Josh Rosen was highly touted, you know, out of high school in Southern California. Went to UCLA under Jim Mora. That's basically all I can say. He spent more time on the sidelines than he did in the numbers. So, you know, your best ability is availability. He wasn't all that available. And, you know, he's best remembered for having a portable hot tub in his dorm room and posting it on Instagram with some hottie, you know, co-ed in the room with him. So
I remember that.
I was
that.
Very surprised. Yes, of course.
I'm going to point out, because not all of our listeners would be aware, that you may be the quarterback picker. In the midst of all the uncertainty, I'm going to go through your record for just a minute. Uh-oh. You really said Rosen was a bad choice, had no NFL future.
Liked it.
And that's proven to be right, even when a lot of people thought he should go number one overall. You were down on Daniel Jones, and boy, on draft night, the fans hated that pick. Gettleman was roasted, and then for about two games, oh my gosh, there's the savior, Daniel Jones. And then he petered out over the course of that rookie season last year. We'll see where he goes. You were effusive on the other end of the spectrum, effusive about Deshaun Watson, effusive about Jackson. You saw these guys. So I'm going to give you some credit. I'm going to say that I now need you to help me with the rest of the quarterbacks of that class. Some of them are in purgatory. I mean, we got Jackson and Rosen at opposite end of the spectrum. Sam Darnold for the Jets. Things may come together for him. You know, they finished 6-2 in the back half of last season.
You know, I think Darnold needs some time. There's been a lot of change in New York. They overhauled their O-line, which is great. That needs some time to gel. But they did get that great Mekhi Becton at his left tackle position.
Yeah, it took him 11 overall. That was a great investment for Sam Darnold.
I think so, too. But, you know, they also paid big fat bucks for Le'Veon Bell. I need to see him. I need to see him with right. some Pittsburgh-type numbers. So, you know, I think there's a lot of promise for Sam Darnold. And I think even coming out of USC, you know, he was very turnover prone.
Yep.
And still is getting better. He's super coachable. He's a great kid, a great leader, and they're finally getting some pieces around him. They just need some time to gel. I think he's going to be an above average quarterback. I don't know that he will ever be at a Brady Montana, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson level because he doesn't move like that. But you know what? I like him.
All right, let's go to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You had to
listen,
go there.
Well, the thing with him is Freddie Kitchens.
You are the one that loves Baker Mayfield. You tell me what you think.
I was higher on Baker Mayfield than most people.
Yes. No, I think you were right along with everybody.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
But Freddie Kitchens was a disaster in Cleveland. Everything. And they put all those pieces together. They do have Jarvis Landry and OBJ, and now Nick Chubb is a great running back in that backfield. But Kitchens didn't know how to assemble it. Now, we'll see going forward if things can get back on track. Kevin Stefanski steps in as the head coach.
He's got a big job.
He's got a big job to put those
pieces
together.
There's a lot of egos. This is what I worry about. With Baker himself and actually the Cleveland roster, there is so much talent on this roster. But these, to me, this team, and this could be coach related, so let's see what Stefanski can do. They play as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
OBJ is a highlight reel. I have yet to see him propel any of his teams, the Giants and now Cleveland, to any sort of greatness. He's got some greatness going on. He has flashes of it. Of course, he is unbelievable. But it just, I have not seen these guys come together as a team. They have a new general manager now. They have a new coach. I'm not ready to write them off, but I'm also not talking about them like last year on the front of Sports Illustrated to be the Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, that was an amazing overhype. That was ridiculous last year. The Browns, the excitement around them was way over the top.
Hype that could not be matched. And, you know, you are much higher on Baker Mayfield coming out of college than me because I look at, I mean, he is definitely motivated by chips on his shoulder. And, you know, he and Cliff Kingsbury had a huge fallout. So he goes to OU. And, you know, it motivates him. And he's obviously done very well and won the Heisman and national championship and all of that. But this is time for Baker Mayfield. It's time for him. He's very turnover prone. His height is going to be an issue in the NFL to me. And these defenses are fast. He's got to be faster. He can't get taller. It is what it is. But I think this is a year for him. This is going to be a make-or-break year for him.
If I were Coach Stefanski, I would build that offense around Nick Chubb first and then use the play action to go deep to OBJ or do other things with Jarvis Landry. They've got some good tight ends as well. And
their
frankly,
defense is great.
It should be
Miles
good.
Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward, it's a great defense.
It really should be a solid team if they can put those pieces together. It feels like the talent is there. All right, lastly, quickly, Josh Allen is the other quarterback drafted in that great draft of five quarterbacks. He was number 7 overall, went ahead of Rosen, and he's shown some flashes. Nobody has questioned his arm strength. I mean, he can heave the ball all over the yard.
Right, but he still needs some development. He really just, you know, now they've brought in Stephon Diggs, that's going to be a great pickup. I think there's promise. I'm not ready to, like, hang my hat on him and say he is the man. But I think that he's got some really good raw talent to work with. And you're right, he can heave that ball, and Stephon Diggs can catch a heave. We've seen it. He sent New Orleans packing in the Minnesota Miracle. But I do think Josh Allen, I wasn't super high on him coming out of the draft. I thought he went higher than he should have. But he had a great year last year. So
yeah, I think Diggs really, really helps that offense. Josh Allen needed somebody just like that. Of course, the Bills' defense may be the best in the NFL.
It's great.
And they have been in the playoffs the last couple of years. Look out. Here they come.
They don't have a bullseye on their back yet, but they're about to get one if they continue it on. So that helps.
Well, they don't have Tom Brady to defeat in the AFC East. So that's the best thing that could have happened to them, frankly, that attrition. All right, when we come back, we're going to take one last look at the NFL. We're going to pick our overrated and underrated teams. You're listening to The Boss and the Gloss on the Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to Football Friday with The Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
All right, with just a little bit of time, I want to hear, give me one team that you think is overrated, vulnerable to fall?
Philly.
Raiders.
Philly.
Hey, hey, hey.
You can't say Raiders. That's your team.
Well, and they're not. No one's picking them to do it all, so I think
that,
okay.
They may not be rated at all at the moment.
That's right.
But the Eagles, overrated. Why? You
know, Carson Wentz is already out. He skipped practice on Sunday. No one's talking about it. Lower body, probably soft tissue injury. There he is again. You know what I said. Best ability is availability.
Well,
where are you, Wentz?
And they lost their left tackle, Andre Dillard,
yep,
whom
did.
They were counting on.
Yes, they did.
Okay, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. A team that's sort of underrated that you think can achieve and do well.
That would be my Raiders, Ron.
The Raiders! There, Ron.
Las Vegas.
She didn't pick your Chargers, I might add.
I forgot to cut her mic right there. Next week.
Make your case for the Raiders.
Well, no one's expecting much from them. I mean, I really think, and they're thinking the move, you know, there's 50-50 on that move. I think I love the draft they had 2 years ago, especially. I love the Henry Ruggs pickup. I think this is the year for Derek Carr, and he knows it. New city, new fans, new place. Let's start fresh. He knows his people. Jonathan Abrams is back. They're a great corner, shutdown corner. I think there's so much promise because I loved the rookies last year, and now their first year is a lot more experience. They know Gruden's system. Gruden is excited. Mariota's going to be what I thought he was. He's injured, so whatever. But this is the time for Derek Carr. I think these rookies are going to step up. They love the coach. The city loves them. I can't wait.
I've always felt like Derek Carr has been a little underrated the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. There's this thought when Gruden came in that Gruden wanted his own guy. But Carr has performed at a high level in this league and has shown that he can perform really, really well.
And he put up great numbers last year as well.
I think he's the guy. I mean, there were already whispers about Mariota and would he supplant Derek Carr and was that Gruden's way of sending a message? I'm just not sure all that's fair.
No, he's injured again. I mean, this is his history, and I'm sad for Mariota because he's talented. Who's your overrated?
Well, my overrated team, I'm going to tell you, is I think the 49ers are ripe for a fall. That post-Super Bowl hangover is going to be really tough. And they did lose to DeForest Buckner. I don't have full confidence in Jimmy G. Listen, it's been great to have a Football Friday. You've been listening to The Boss and the Gloss on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Next week.